Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Georgia Street, Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House. Georgia, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. It's always fun to be here.
Good to have you here, and a very special welcome because we welcome back a big, big event for the Ronald McDonald House.
Wow, this is our 19th annual Big Bass Fishing Tournament. And you know, we have some big news for this year. We have expanded the waters for our fishermen, and they are so excited. They can fish Lake Darbong and Turkey Creek and the Washita River.
A lot more water to for those fishermen to enjoy, and more fishermen can, of course, become involved in this because early registration will be continuing on for Thursday and Friday.
That's right. We'll be at the Ike Hamilton Expo Center in West Monroe, and you just get off the interstate. There'll be a sign that says Ike Hamilton Expo Center, and just kind of loop back around. Mm-hmm. Very, very accessible. You know, easy in, easy out. So it's just a fabulous location for us, and we thank Mayor Norris and the City of West Monroe so much for working with us on this. It's a great location.
So the tournament getting underway this weekend. Give us an overview of the events.
Wow. Thursday, we will be at the Ike Hamilton from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening. Mm-hmm. And the fishermen can come by and check in and pick up their ditty bag and their t-shirt and their hat. And then on Friday, we'll be there from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. So they have plenty of time to get there. And registration is still going on online. They can still register at both locations of Toledo Tackle, the mm-hmm. Old Bait Store, the Honey Hole, and the Ronald McDonald House. So they still have lots of ways they can register.
Right. Of course, the expanded fishing area. What in this going on 19 years, what has made the tournament a growing success?
You know, it's the community. We have wonderful support. We have fabulous sponsors. And, you know, we couldn't have the tournament without our wonderful sponsors. And the fishermen. It's a great combination. You know, this is the sportsman's paradise in this area. There are fabulous places to fish. And Bobby Phillips is my fishing guru, and he says fishing is great right now. Absolutely great. So we're looking for some really big fish. We have the first exact weigh 6.00-pound big bass will win a fully rigged Pro Gator 178 with 150 Evinrude engine. So that's very exciting. And then also, the big bass of the tournament gets $10,000 cash. I was thinking of taking up fishing. Do you think I have time? I haven't fished since I was 10 years old. My grandfather took me fishing when I was 10. That was a long time ago. Also, second place is $5,000. Third place is $1,000. And then there'll be a drawing for $5,000 on Sunday afternoon.
Some familiar faces, I'm sure, from the area that are going to be participating this year?
Oh, we have some... We have fishermen that come every single year to fish this tournament, and it's always so exciting to see those fishermen. I get excited when I look at their registration forms, and I'm like, oh, he's fishing with us again. And a gentleman called me the other day, and he goes, I have fished with you every single year. And I'm like, oh, great. Thank you. We also have what's called the McDonald's Challenge. Mm-hmm. That is a smaller tournament within the large tournament. Fishermen that fish both days, both Saturday and Sunday, they pay extra. And they get to be in this smaller tournament. And first place wins $500, second place $300, and third place $200. And this, of course, is sponsored by McDonald's. And it's just another opportunity for them. As they say, it's a way for them to get their, you know, their registration fee back and their gasoline money. And it just works out great.
Right. Tell me, what is the role of the Ronald McDonald House in the area? And how important is a large-scale event? Because you're talking about not just something that goes on for an hour or two,
right,
but, you know, the weekend that's involved. You know,
yes.
How important is the correlation there between the role of the house and a,
you know,
and
this is our, like this is our major fundraiser for the year. Mm-hmm. And hundreds of volunteers help make this event possible. I think sometimes maybe we minimize how much work it takes to put this on, that people think, oh, well, you know, it's another big bass tournament. We'll go down Saturday and Sunday and fish. But we work on this half of the year trying to pull everything together. And I want to say we send get well wishes to our chairman of the Big Bass Fishing Tournament Committee. He had, Bob Collier, had a brain tumor and had brain surgery. He is recovering well. He is going to make an appearance at the Big Bass Tournament, and we'll be so pleased to see him. But we just wish him well. He's worked so hard on the tournament, and then, you know, you never know what's going to happen, do you? So
right. And with the tournament, it is a catch and release.
It is a catch and release. And, you know, this is very important to our fishermen. I've had lots and lots of phone calls, and they're like, wait a minute, if I catch my fish in Turkey Creek, are you going to put it back in the Washita River? No. Every single fish that is caught will be identified as the fisherman goes to weigh in. We have weigh-in slips that has all this valuable information, and we have three trucks that will be returning the fish to the waters from which they were caught. So, yes, it is a catch and release tournament, and the fish goes back into that water so that they can, you know, have more fish and be ready for the next tournament.
Do the fishermen, as far as their taking on something like this and being a part of it, what is their, you know, response in that the proceeds go towards the
McDonald's
House?
You know what they say to me all the time? They're like, well, you know, I didn't win anything this year, but I did win because I helped support the Ronald McDonald House. And so that's very important. And it's important to the fishermen to know that this is a tournament for a charity. It's not just another fishing tournament that's giving away a bunch of money, but it helps a greater cause.
Right. Georgia, again, a number someone could call or
yes,
a website?
Yes, they can call the Ronald McDonald House at 387-7933. And our website is www.bayou.com/RMH.
If you don't wish to participate, you can always come out and cheer on your favorite fisherman.
That's right. Or you can just make a donation.
Georgia Street, Executive Director with the Ronald McDonald House, the Big Bass Tournament coming up this weekend. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's always great to be here.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.